honorable members, I wish to welcome His Excellency Dr. Alexis McCarthy Chakwera.
President Chakwera appeared before Parliament largely to respond to questions from lawmakers on the State of the Nation address he made on February 14. However, he said his appearance during the presidential question time was unique.
Its uniqueness is in the fact that I stand here today not merely as one accountable, but also as one accused. And both legal and natural justice demand that I face and answer my accusers.
Opposition lawmakers have long accused President Chakwera of spreading false information in Parliament while delivering the speech. In his remarks, President Chakwera highlighted various development projects across the country. He said his administration has achieved over his 4 years in office. However, opposition lawmakers said many of the projects mentioned had stalled, while others did not even exist. For example, in his speech, Chakwera said his administration has constructed 28 houses for security agency employees in Insanje district bordering Mozambique to improve security there. However, information on the ground reveals that only the foundations of all of the homes have been laid. Speaking in Parliament Wednesday, Chakwera admitted inaccuracies on some development projects. He, however, criticized opposition lawmakers for describing his entire speech as a pack of lies aimed at wooing Malawians to vote him into power again in September elections. Chakwera said only 2% of the information he provided from each of the country's 28 districts have been questioned.
I investigated the matter and found that the variants all emanated from a team of five technocrats who had inadvertently transferred 2% of the verified data from the ministries into the wrong categories of my unified data matrix.
He said he has since reprimanded the team, though he did not mention their names, and dismissed their team leader.
Madam Speaker, in compliance with the rules of this House, I hereby withdraw the fraction of data in my State of the Nation address that have been queried, and I humbly request your good office to have the vast majority and remainder of that address, which cannot be queried or disputed, remain in the record of the answered.
George Chaponda is the leader of opposition lawmakers in Parliament. He told VOA that President Chakwera was wrong to stick to most of the same criticized speech.
He would have come with a new SONA altogether, which is in line with Section 89, Subsection 3 of the Constitution. And then we would deliberate on that one. That would be the best.
Opposition lawmakers have avoided deliberations on President Chakwera's State of the Nation address, saying they could not address lies. And Chaponda said the opposition parliamentarians will continue to regard the Chakwera's State of the Nation address as a bag of falsehood. For VOA Africa, I am Lamek Masina in Blantyre, Malawi.